Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
The pride, passion, and pageantry of college football lives here. This is the Paul Feinbaum Show, Hour 3 Podcast.
And welcome back. The second half of the show is live. Don't forget, final hour, we will dip into the parade in Oxford, and then right after us at 7 Eastern, 6 Central, we will have live coverage of the the national championship celebration in Oxford. Let's get back to the calls here and check in with Chris in Virginia. Hello, Chris.
Paul, East Coast, baby.
Hey.
First, I just want to agree with I-Man and JK. Jim's on another level. I don't think Jim knows much about Jesus Christ. I think he just needs to learn Jesus Christ, and he might be a whole lot better. Secondly, what is the process about adding a photo to the screen for when I call, sir?
We can do that, Chris. When we're done here, we'll just put you on hold, and we will tell you. I tell you what, do this. Can you tweet the picture to the show? Is that right, Jamari? Just tweet the picture to the show, and then we'll have it.
All right, I can do that, sir.
Okay. Well, that is great. Well, you do that, and we'll be more than happy to try to accommodate. That's a hard word to say. Tim is up next in Pensacola. How are you, Tim?
I'm doing good. I just got a question. It's the kneel. I'm not exactly sure how it works, but what I wanted to ask you, for instance, I think the Mississippi schools will never be able to compete with some of the bigger schools in the SEC. But could they – do you see colleges maybe going towards more of a baseball and say, okay, let's make our school a baseball school and using their kneel money for that?
Tim, it's possible, but ultimately, they're really not comparable, though.
Right. Football makes some money. I know that.
Yeah, baseball is an important sport, and we've just seen that unfold in real time.
Exactly.
But it's an expensive sport too, because you have a big roster. There's a lot of travel. The television money is limited.
Yes.
Well, I appreciate the call very much. Thank you. Thank you very much. Take care of yourself. Pedro is in Tyler, Texas. Hello, Pedro.
Oh, hey, Paul, Pablo, or Paul, however you want to call it.
Pablo sounds great.
Yeah. I wanted to first tell you that I paid retail for your first book, and I found it like books. Very, very entertaining.
You were the one who paid full price, huh?
Yes, I was the only one.
That's funny.
That was in probably 2013 or something like that.
Yeah, you know, the funny thing about books, unless you sell a million books, the money's made on the front end. And those publishers will gouge you, though. Nowadays there's books are discounted very severely. But I appreciate you buying it, though.
Oh yeah, how's your second book? What's it about?
It's funny you asked me that. I talked to the publisher today, and it's like that moment of truth when you're really excited. You got a new project. And then your boss calls you and says, "Well, where is it?" it will be out next year. It's somewhat to be determined.
Okay. Well, I was going to tell you something. I went to the University of Texas. I'm a big Longhorn fan, but we are absolutely thrilled to be joining the SEC. We know we're going to get our butts kicked in football, probably, but we bring a lot to the table, but the SEC brings a whole lot more to the table, and we're really looking forward to it.
Well, we can't wait, Pedro, and look forward to seeing you. And I wish it was tomorrow, but hopefully we don't have to wait the whole distance. Thank you for calling, though. Great to hear from you. L is in Brooklyn. Hello, L. E-L.
Hello.
E-L. How are you, E-L?
Happy early 4th of July, Paul.
Thank you. I can't wait. Just around the corner.
All right. The guy, Pablo, that just called, I'm just letting him know that Texas, you know, they won't get pushed around in the SEC with the NIL being the way it is. And with the bottom dweller teams in the SEC, how long do you think they'll be bottom dwellers?
I don't think very long at all, because by the time, I mean, right now, just since a week ago when Arch Manning committed, they have picked up a number of key recruits, and that's what you expect. Arch Manning was the magnet. He's the most important recruit of the year. I think Texas is coming back very quickly. It's not going to be this year, but I expect them to start making the turn pretty quickly next year. And whenever they get in the SEC, whether it's in 2 years or three, I think they'll be ready.
Yeah, I know Texas will be ready, but you got like Vanderbilt, Arkansas, Tennessee, teams like that, you know, that, you know.
Well, I mean, that's the thing about the SEC. You have 14, about to be 16 schools. OU and Texas will change the balance of it because they are not going to be sitting back. I mean, Oklahoma already has a top 10 program. Texas is ascending, and it realistically spells bad news for those schools who can't win. It'll be
like,
even more difficult.
You know, you got the like Ohio State and you know, saying the top tier teams that from other conferences, you know, it seems like they're going to be beating the SEC down, the bottom tier teams, and it's not going to be the same.
Well, listen, EO, you take care of yourself. Really good to hear from you from Brooklyn. Let's check in with the Earl, who is in Georgia. Hello, Earl.
Hey, Paul. How you doing today, buddy?
We are doing great.
Fantastic. Have you noticed how cogent and compelling Darryl's phone calls are now that he has a new phone?
I'm glad. I didn't think of that, but you're right. He used to have, I swear, until recently, Darryl was still using the Sports Illustrated phone from 1993 that he got with his subscription.
Well, he's not mumbling through his calls. If he could quit saying, okay, okay, then he would be right up there with the best of them. But I told Jabari that the reason I was calling today is to give you some controversy, because you love nothing better than you love controversy. That's why you keep Jim going and all that.
That's true.
But the controversy will be for, I guess, Florida people, most of the East, some people in the West. But this year, the Georgia Bulldogs will go undefeated. They'll probably have a close game or two early in the season. Then they'll be blowing people out. They'll beat Alabama in the SEC title game and go undefeated and win a back-to-back national championship. And you heard it here first from the Earl.
Well, the Earl has spoken, and it's so great to hear from you. Thank you very much. Tim is up next in Texas. Hello, Tim.
What's going on, Paul?
Hey there.
Hey, I wanted to agree with Legend, first of all, about Emma being the Muhammad Ali of college football. The titles speak for themselves. I also wanted to thank Legend about the other day also, when he put the A&M fans in their place after Arch committed, and now they know Big Daddy's coming. So it may take a couple of years, but that's fine. But also, do you got any hookups with Saban? Can you talk to him?
Can I? Yeah, I would imagine I could. Yeah.
Well, tell him to take it easy on the second game of the year this year.
I will. I'll pass that along. I don't think he normally
don't,
doesn't.
Don't look now.
He normally doesn't listen to people like me.
Don't look now. We got the number one recruiting class in the nation.
Well, I don't think there's any doubt Texas will end up number one this year. Hey, thanks for the call. Appreciate it. We are heading right back after this.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HOURENERGY.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HOURENERGY.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%. Is your schedule too packed to see a doctor about your erectile dysfunction? Well, with Hims, now you can get treated for ED without stepping foot outside your door. They're changing men's healthcare by providing access to affordable sexual health treatments from the comfort of your couch. Hims provides access to doctor-trusted ED treatment options such as chewable hard mints, brand name treatments like Viagra, or generic alternatives for up to 95% cheaper. The process is simple and entirely online. Just answer a series of questions and a medical provider will determine the right treatment option. If prescribed, your medication ships to you free. No insurance needed. So what are you waiting for? Join the hundreds of thousands of trusted Hims subscribers and get treated. Start your free online visit today at Hims.com/Paul. That's Hims.com/Paul for your personalized ED treatment options. Hims.com/Paul. Hard mints are chewable compounded products which are not approved by or verified for safety or effectiveness by the FDA. Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies on product and subscription plan.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
And let's continue here and check in with Nick, who is in Florida. Hello, Nick.
Hey, Paul, how are you today?
Very well. How are you, Nick?
I'm doing good. So, hey, I wanted to talk about Brian Kelly. And I know this might sound crazy, but I'm going to say right now that he's on the hot seat. I know he hasn't coached a game yet, but, you know, I look at their schedule and I see probably 6 or 7 losses. He's failed to make a big splash in recruiting thus far. And NIL for LSU doesn't really help them. It hurts them more than it helps. And they got that tricky game at, you know, versus Southern, which is right across the lake. And, you know, I can see, you know, after a few losses, the wheels coming off this real fast. What do you say about that?
Well, first of all, Nick, he's making nearly $10 million a year. He's got a long-term contract. So I can hardly imagine how he would get in trouble regardless of what the first season brings. And his boss is the guy who hired him. It's not like he has a new boss that didn't hire him. So we had Brody Miller on Monday, I believe. He covers the team. He thinks they can win 9 games. He thinks it will be turbulent, but he thinks they have enough talent. I don't know. Florida State's first game, there are some tricky games, I agree. I don't expect a huge success in the first year, but ultimately I do think Brian Kelly can get it done down there.
You know, when you look at the NFL, for example, outside of a couple teams like Bama and OSU, Notre Dame has the most active talent on NFL rosters. I mean, you could argue that Brian Kelly undercoached at Notre Dame, although people like to throw around the academics prevent him from getting players. That just doesn't check out when you look at who's on active rosters. And so I think a combination of Brian Kelly's personality, perhaps being more like Nick Saban's but without the success, also is not going to bode well in a place that had a Coach O, in that LSU between Miles and O, they had some quick success. I just see him being the next Brian Harsin, you know, like dead man walking, Paul.
Well, listen, I disagree, but nobody can settle this debate today because we don't know. Thank you for the call. Augie is in New Orleans.
Paul, you got another new sponsor.
Who's that?
In addition to Joe Namath, you got Alien Tape.
Oh, okay. I missed that one. I'm sorry. I'll have to rewind the show.
So if your cat glasses ever break, you can use Alien Tape to fix them. And then maybe you can get J.J. Walker to give you some advice since you're getting close to, you know, retirement age and you need to spend your Social Security money. So
I am debating that right now, exactly how to do that.
Paul, I heard a lot of talk. Is today the day for airing grievances?
It is.
Because I think today needs to be, you know, like in that Seinfeld show, Festivus is the day for airing grievances. I don't know if you're a Seinfeld fan.
Yeah,
I know
what you're talking about.
You know, Larry David, your friend. I'm sure
he
wrote that script.
You notice I didn't mention that. I'm done mentioning that. You don't like it when I talk about my one chance meeting.
You told that story about Larry David, and I've only been listening. I'm a newcomer compared to the others, hence my reason for not being on the Ring of Honor, I'm sure. But
hey, Augie, let me stop you right there, okay?
Yep.
You're not on the Ring of Honor because you don't deserve to be on the Ring of Honor.
See, you're in the third ring now. You know that that's not true. You just
no, I do know that. There are people who didn't make the Ring of Honor who have been on this part of this program for 20 years. I mean, you literally just drove by last
exactly.
night. So you're not going to be on there. There are plenty
of
fans.
But the
idea, the self-absorption of your psyche to think that you deserve to be on the Ring of Honor is astonishing.
Well, you know, I take solace in that I'm on the Hap Glaudian Buddy D Ring of Honor. So, you know, come on.
Yeah, but come on. I mean, we got people I can't think of anybody offhand, but.
But going back to, there was mention that you acknowledge the show is in trouble and that you're trying to keep it from failing. You better be worried because you saw what happened to your buddies at the ACC Network, huh?
I have no earthly idea what brought that on.
I didn't even know they had a show until I saw something on Twitter saying that these guys have canceled their show and they've been on for since 2019. So,
well, I mean, I wouldn't. I, if you read the story, they weren't canceled. They mutually agreed to stop the show.
That would be like Russia suddenly declaring peace, saying we just mutually agree to withdraw because we're getting our, you know, what handed to us.
Well,
but
I think you'll see one of them do games in the future, and the other one, I'm sure, will continue doing what he's always doing, bloviating.
But Paul, it goes to show you, it takes two guys to do the job of you, and that even two guys can't do the same job as you on the AC. Now,
well,
is it because
Augie, you could, no matter how, I mean, you could put Howard Stern on, well, I shouldn't say that.
He would sell it. He would sell it.
You know what I'm talking about.
And, yeah, I know. So you think it's just a bad product that they just can't peddle that stuff and nobody's buying it?
No, I think there's a magic to every show, and I feel very strongly in what we do here, even though it's widely criticized. And you just, no matter who you represent, you have to do more than just show up and giggle.
Well, I can't say that I agree with you because I never watched your show because I have no earthly idea what it is. But who gets up at 9 o'clock or 8 o'clock in the morning to watch a sports talk show for, I don't know, 2-3 hours?
I don't know. I can think of many people who ESPN has shows that begin at 6, begin at 8, that plenty of people watch them.
I think those are fillers. They just keep them on to keep the station going so they don't have to play the national anthem. But, Paul, my grievance. This moron, and Jim was right. Jim is absolutely right about this Legion character. I mean, I don't bring him up. He brings me up a couple of days ago, and it's the same old stick, woo, that stupid yelling, the same just incoherent sentences he orders in random order every day. It's the same thing. If you took today's call with the last 3 months of calls, he might have inserted 5 different words into his call because the vocabulary isn't very, extensive. So he has to recycle the same words and same sounds and, you know, gutturations. He's just a hack. I'm going to use a word that Matt says. He's a hack. and take it to the bank, Paul. Thanks.
Let's talk to one of those people who is on the Ring of Honor.
Hey, man, what you talking about? Hey. First of all, let's get to this ring on.
Hey,
you
there.
Hear me? What's the credential? What the women get? What does the Ring of Honor women get?
Jerome, I know you're a transactional guy, but sometimes you can just be honored without making cash.
What? What'd you say about not making cash?
Jerome, if you'd like, I mean, we're not paying you to be honored. We're honoring you
your
distinction.
Like the rest of them, then. Remove me. Okay. I'm going to be like the rest. I'm all about money.
Okay, you're done. Jerome, you're done. If you don't want to be on the Ring of Honor, we will not make you be on there, okay?
Well, everybody, look, you always put somebody on some kind of damn foolishness.
Take Jerome off and put Jim back on. At least Jim didn't have to be paid.
Put Jim back on. Okay. I don't give a damn. You already know that. You talking with this damn foolishness. I'm sitting on the damn couch dreaming about ducks jumping over the damn pond, and here you here with this damn foolishness. You know what I mean? J.K., Karen, Kathy, Keisha, whatever the damn name is, want to call in and talk about the same old damn thing. Same old damn thing. And he's a ring damn leader. Whole thing changed by him. Bama hater, J.K. You hear me? You got A.C. calling in with all that damn jibber-jabber, talking about who he is. He ain't the damn king. I'm the damn king. You hear me? I'm going to tell you once for all, roll damn time and cut this damn foolishness out, Bama.
Okay.
You hear me? That's all you got to do, man. You could be out there in the damn yard cutting the damn grass or fixing the damn flat or something. You out here making $5 million
so,
a year.
It's so hot. It's so hot. My grass has died.
Hey, listen. I want to go on vacation fine, but I'm scared to get on a damn airplane, man.
You're scared? Hold on. You're scared to get on an airplane?
What? I'm scared of the damn death. Let me tell you something. It's two ways I'm going to get on one fine, bone. Is there only two ways? And listen real good. You can cut the damn wings off of them, and they go left or right. They on the freeway. I get on one. Or Jesus Christ reach down here and pick that airplane up and tell me, Jerome, I'm going to protect you from takeoff and landing. If not, I ain't getting on there. Period. You hear me? I don't give a damn what the argument is in between. You hear me? They can't sell me unless you're going to give me $5 million a year. I might fly it in. You hear me? I get high enough then. I fly drunk, sober. I'd be high there, but I'd be on that plane for $5 million a year. You hear me? But I want some. Man, the whole summer since we lost that damn that championship game, I just refuse to listen to all this damn foolishness. You hear me? I've been cutting grass, planting flower, painting every damn thing. Anything but listen to this damn Georgia talk and the rest of these clowns talking about what they're going to do.
Hey, Jerome, it is not my fault that your team lost to Georgia, okay? Don't take it personally.
I don't give a damn about my team losing to Georgia, fine, but yeah, we done lost how many times since 2009? 5 or 6? You can probably count them. 5 or 6?
Well,
you
I mean? Can think of a couple of really bad losses, but.
I don't care, man. I'm over that. You hear me? We don't allow three
Jerome,
times.
Jerome, the truth is you're not over it. I've been down this.
I am over it.
It took you.
I'm over it.
It took you 2 years to get over Clemson beating you.
What?
I said it took you 2 years to get over Clemson beating you by 28. You're not handling.
So
you're not handling this double-digit loss in the championship game any better.
So what, man? I'm a sore loser sometimes.
And then Jimbo Fisher takes your coach to the woodshed.
Man, Jimbo Fisher ain't did nothing. He gave y'all something to talk about for the next 3 months before we put our foot in his ass. That's all he did. Get me? You don't hype me up and you don't scare me. Jimbo don't scare me, man. That little bit happened last year because we were young, inexperienced, and damn wasn't coached up good. So give it to him. Give it to Georgia, too. I mean, let him enjoy these last 4 or 5
you
days.
You came within a hair of losing to Dan Mullen.
I don't give a damn. You came within a half having a handful of damn hair. So what's the damn difference? Huh? You want that damn foolishness? I'm with it. I'm with it all day long. Let's go. Anything else you want to go with?
Have you forgotten that it took your wife to call this show to get you back on?
Hey, man, don't you know? Listen, man, don't you bring my wife up, hear me? What's that got to do with anything?
I mean, I'm not the one who called the show, saying that you didn't have – that you were still upset and you were still in your closet hiding.
I was. She had no business calling you. She still crossed the damn line. Then I would probably wasn't going to call you for another month or so. I was still in mourning. You know what I mean? She put her tail out here and picked up the damn phone and
called because you. She did it for a reason, Jerome, that she loves you when she was trying to get you out of this funk.
I mean, I listen to that. Every time I lose a game, I'm in a funk. You hear me? I told you we live in the moment. You hear me? And when that moment struck zero, my funk funked up. You hear me? I was out of it. You hear me? I ain't give a damn what they said or how they said it, fine ball. Only thing we're going to cure mine is Utah State here on the field. That's it. You hear me? That's it. I'm good. So you can talk all that damn fools you want to, how you want to, fine ball, but you cannot out-talk me. I'm telling you that. Only damn difference between me and you is, man, you getting $5 million a year, I'm getting nothing. Not a damn thing. You hear me? Matter of fact, can we discuss NIL or some type of damn monetary compensation?
We'll take it under advisement, Jerome. Thanks for the call. We are coming back with much, much more.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/network.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
Okay, let's check out Eric in Georgia. You are next up. Good afternoon, Eric.
Hi, Paul.
Hey there.
I called to talk to you about Lane Kiffin's 1 year at Tennessee. Mm-hmm. I'd like to give you my opinion and then get your response.
Sure.
And I say this as a lifelong Georgia fan, Georgia grad, with close ties to the university. But in my opinion, his 1 year at Tennessee is probably the greatest coaching performance I have ever witnessed. The minute he got there, he got in front of a podium as a young fellow, challenged Florida, Alabama, and Georgia to say, hey, we're not afraid of you guys at all. And then the season starts, and he makes it stick. He took my team to the woodshed. It wasn't a contest. He outplayed Alabama and Florida in games he should have won, dominated, but somehow he got, and his team got very unlucky. And I think had he stayed there, they would have been a national power each and every year. But I understand why Tennessee fans hate him, and rightfully so, the way he departed. But as far as judging his coaching performance, my hat's completely off to him.
Eric, I agree with you. I think he lost a bowl game, which and was gone 2 weeks later, which painted a bad ending for him. But he, you know, the Alabama game is epic. It took Cody blocking a chip shot field goal that not only beat Tennessee but preserved a national championship run. It, you know, the Florida game was exactly what you said. And what was even more important about Kiffin is that he stood up to Urban Meyer. He called him a cheater, essentially. And while it ruffled a lot of feathers, it emboldened Kiffin within his fan base. I have said this countless times. I think the Tennessee reaction all these many years later remains absurd. And he was really there. And we think Heupel is the right answer. We're not, you know, we don't know until we see a little more evidence. But Kiffin had that program turned. There were you know, you remember who his lead recruiter was. It was Ed Ogeron. They were getting in trouble in recruiting, but they were also recruiting with abandonment. And it's one of the unknowns of all time, what would have happened had he stayed, but he didn't.
You and I share the same opinion that had he, apparently, that they would have been a national power each and every year.
I believe you're right. The only thing that he was running amok with was I mean, they were veering very close to the line of with the NCAA, and you know, I think some of that was Ogeron, some of it was other things, but ultimately they would have corrected that, and I think he, and by the way, Kiffin liked it there. He named his son Knox, I mean, he really did like it there. But I've never faulted him for leaving. And by the way, there's no good way to leave. When you're leaving in the middle of the night, there's no textbook. No matter how you do it, you're going to be vilified.
Well, I'm a big fan of his coaching ability. But I'm not a big fan of the way he left Tennessee high and dry.
They
have never recovered from it.
But Eric, my argument back would be you're in the middle of recruiting. Once the word got out, and I remember, I mean, word started leaking about 9 o'clock at night, and Tennessee fans reacted in a very visceral way. He was gone the next day, and there was literally nothing you could do. I think if the story had maybe gotten out and people had a chance to digest it beforehand, but it was too shocking. Hey, thank you very much. That's a fantastic call, by the way, and it's something that I have talked to Kiffin about, and I think he would agree with both of us. Sean is up next in Germany. Sean, good evening to you. How are you?
Hi, Paul. I'm a first-time caller. Great to talk to you.
Where are you right now?
I am in Wolfsburg, Germany.
Well, is it early morning there, or is it still night?
No, it's about 20 minutes to midnight.
Okay.
So I'm hanging on to the last threads. But I love your show. And,
thank you.
I've been a longtime listener. I graduated from University of Alabama back in 98, so I'm an Alabama alumnus. And I have a call about early Heisman predictions from yourself.
Okay. Sean, I do not like Bryce Young's chances of repeating. It's extremely difficult. History will prove that one out. I think he's got competition from his own teammate in Will Anderson. And when Will was here 2 weeks ago, he joked about that. But I think he will be a surefire candidate. It's hard to get too deep. I think you have a couple of possibilities. Miami's got a quarterback that could get in the running with a good season. Caleb Williams and Addison out at USC could find themselves in it with a big season. But it will take a big season. And C.J. Stroud at Ohio State is somebody that you have to watch very closely. And the unpredictability of a team coming somewhere that we don't expect. Clemson's got plenty of players. So, I mean, I don't have a great answer for you right now because there are so many particulars that could affect it.
Well, I think what I really wanted to ask is, Bryce Young, I've read recently, had said that he's a little bit disappointed from his year before. And, I thought that might, light a fire in his belly to have a better year this year. And if you thought he would have a better year this year.
Well, I respect what he said, and knowing Bryce, I can understand why he said it. But I mean, he is going in as probably the favorite or co-favorite with Stroud. But it just so much depends on just the big games, and really, you win the Heisman in the big games. He won the Heisman in the SEC championship game. He was C.J. Stroud had moved ahead. And then he lost the Michigan game, and then Bryce had a big second half, a big game against Georgia. Hey, thank you for the call. Really appreciate the call from Germany. We have not had too many from Germany, but we will take a short break here, heading to Oxford in the final hour. We hope you'll stick around.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
We have an update, a continuing update on the Ring of Honor. We have added and subtracted. Jerome wanted out, so he is gone. He has been replaced by Jeff from Columbus, Ohio. And Jeff is up next. Good afternoon, Jeff.
What's going on, Paul?
Hey there.
I mean, that's pretty good stuff, but whatever you want to do, man. But I'm happy just manning up the Yankee wing for you.
No,
I'm not
gonna
campaign for it like your paralegal Augie just did a little bit ago. My goodness, that was bad, wasn't it?
It was pathetic. We're trying to get some federal funds to help us with the Hall of Fame building. So we had to include one person from Yankeeville.
There you go. You get fed federal funds. Hey, speaking of Yankees, who's this AC clown with this fake New York, New Jersey accent? I mean, the guy sounds like Matt from San Antonio with a New York accent. You can't understand the clown. He just mumbles around.
Hey.
Where'd this guy come from?
Hey, I'm calling from Piscataway. What's going on?
I mean, he's trying to step up and take on Jim. I mean, come on, AC. You better start out with guys like Bama Nick or somebody before you step up to Jim, my man. You got no game.
You're in the play-in game against Bama Nick.
Yeah, play Bama Nick a couple times, 2 out of 3, before you think about taking on Jim. Come on, man. Get some game first and get some coherent fake accent that we can all understand. Hey, Paul, it was good to hear Jerome, man. He's back, huh?
Jerome was sad, too. I mean, he talked himself right out of the Ring of Honor.
I know it. I can't believe he tried to do something nice like this Ring of Honor. It's just stirred up a bunch of animosity. I can't ever.
And by the way, he was not kidding. He wanted to be paid.
I got to say, why don't you throw some of these guys a little NIL money, Paul?
Well, that's not.
The guy just wants to.
I'm all for people making money, but we don't control that. And, I mean, he really – but, again, that's fine.
I mean, get somebody – get one of your big powwow guys out of the – you know, since you hobnob with the big L.A. TV scene and everything now.
Yeah.
I mean, get some of these agents out there and hook these guys up a little bit. I mean, it doesn't hurt. Throw him a little cash, Paul.
Okay. We'll see what we can do. We'll call.
Yeah.
Well, Jeff,
hey,
congratulations
Paul,
again.
You're going to write a book now about Saban versus Jimbo?
Oh, that is true.
I mean, shoot, Paul, you milked it for a month on the show. Now you're going to milk it for a year writing a book? Come
hey, Jimmy,
on, man.
Jeff, can we talk just among friends here?
Sure, please. I got to understand this, how you're going to milk that for a year.
Jeff, it's not a matter of – when somebody calls you from New York and they say, hey, we think this is a really good idea, and on top of that, we're going to pay you. And
okay.
And I said and I you know, through the intermediary, I go, well, you know, what are you talking about? And then you go, that's clearly not – substantial enough, and then they come back and they hit your number. What are you supposed to do, Jeff? You're a businessman.
Hey, I don't blame you for taking it. Make all you can, my man. But I just think it's funny that, I mean, I got on your case for trying to milk it for 4 to 6 weeks on the radio show.
Well listen.
You, if you can pull that off, man, you need to throw
Jeff,
a couple dimes to your
Jeff,
boy Jerome and the other guys.
Jeff, we're going to stick a cork in it for a year so people forget. So then when the book comes out, there'll be some pent-up desire.
There you go. I mean, you make fun of me for selling lumber, and you're selling a Nick Saban versus
I'm
Jim
not
Oak
selling
–
Jeff, you got to understand something. I'm not selling anything. I'm just a conduit, okay?
Okay. I just wanted to understand it because I just didn't see.
Jeff, if someone's
storyline,
Jeff,
hey,
if someone's silly enough to offer you significantly over cost, what do?
You take it. You take it, Paul. Don't look back. You do not look back. And you just take it. And are you writing this thing with Talkie?
Well, I had to find somebody to do the work while I was sitting here every day.
Pretty work. Why you go out and promote it?
I mean, Jeff, this is basically they're borrowing my name, and you know, we had to find somebody to do the work.
I mean, that's like the Urban Meyer Steakhouse here in Columbus.
Hey, you'll like
Urban's
this, Jeff.
Not cooking any steak.
Jeff, the guy that's publishing the book, I spoke to him today. He did, I don't know if you remember, about 8 or 9 years ago, he did a book with Urban Meyer.
Okay.
And I wish I could tell you what he said about Urban, but we're out of time. Coming right back.